Okay, here we are in the office of Chuck Thacker at Microsoft Research. We're extremely lucky to be talking to Chuck. He's widely acknowledged as one of the world's leading computer architects. He's done many wonderful things. But I wanted to ask you mostly about computer architecture in the undergraduate computer science curriculum. Mm-hmm. And my first question would be a sort of devil's advocate one. Why do you think undergraduates should learn about computer architecture at all?
I don't.
Okay. Why not?
Because I think that an undergraduate education is the place to get grounded. You want to learn a lot of mathematics. You want to learn a lot of things like physics. You want to learn to write. And you want to learn how to read selectively. That is, to read and understand what you've read. Because if you take computer architecture in the undergraduate years, I believe that what happens is you fundamentally learn how to program, but you don't learn how to program either very well or very thoroughly. That is, you don't necessarily have a good basis for a graduate education.
Sure.
And so, if you're going to treat undergraduate education like vocational school, where you're going to learn how to program, then you're going to go out and get an immediate job as a software engineer, that might be okay, but you'll miss out on so much stuff. And if you're planning on a graduate career, which alas I did not do, you won't have the basis for it because you won't have learned the underlying mathematics. And one of the things that I do actually with almost every candidate is I ask them a simple physics question.
Mm-hmm.
Almost no one gets those correct. These are high school physics questions, not questions about quantum mechanics or anything like that. They're simple mechanics questions. People get them wrong.
That's very interesting. Nevertheless, would you agree that some very elementary architectural concepts should be taught to computer science students? I'm thinking here of, numerical representations of integers and doubles, stuff like that.
I think that it's the undergraduate years, it's approximately as important to know how your car works as how a computer works.
Mm-hmm.
And most people don't know that. They treat it as a black box. And unfortunately, most people in computing treat the computer they use as a black box. They think that it ends at the C compiler. And it really doesn't. There's a lot more richness under that. Now, do you have to learn about, my big hot button these days is parallel programming.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to learn how to write a good parallel program as an undergraduate? Well, if you're going to become a software engineer these days, you probably do. And yet, you can only cram so much into 4 years.
Okay, thanks for that interesting answer. Another thing I'm interested in, I think I have a fairly good idea of what it takes to be a good computer scientist in general, but not having worked much with hardware and architecture myself, I don't know, are there any particular qualities that you think it takes to be a successful computer architect or to work in that field?
Well, I think that it's important to have been at it in one way or another for a long time. I mean, when I was a kid, what you did was you built Heath kits. And these days, what you do if you're a kid, particularly in high schools these days, is you build robots. And, we call computer science a science, but I've always thought of what I do as much more in the engineering camp. And if you're doing engineering, you've got to remember a lot of different kinds of things. I mean, it's not like proving a theorem or writing a clever algorithm, although to some extent writing a clever algorithm is engineering. What you've got to remember is that you have not only elegance as the end goal, but also cost bounds,
mm-hmm,
and performance bounds. Although one thing I will say is you should never trade correctness for performance. This is a mistake that many, many people make. and it's just the wrong thing to do, because you can always make a correct program perform better. But if you have an incorrect program, there's no hope.
All right, thank you. And finally, it's interesting that you mentioned interviewing candidates earlier, because some years ago you actually interviewed me for a job. I do not remember the physics question you asked me, if you did indeed ask me one, but I do remember you asking me to explain the most clever or interesting thing I had done in the last 2 years.
Now, that was an old
question. So this is my chance for revenge. I'm going to ask you, what is the most interesting or enjoyable piece of research that you've done in the last 1 or 2 years?
Well, for the last 1 or 2 years, I haven't actually been doing very much research, because what I've been doing is building the necessary technical infrastructure for doing the kind of research that I would like to do for the next couple of years or few years. And in particular, I've been very interested in the ability of field programmable gate arrays today, because with that, we have a new option in computer architecture research. In about 1980, it stopped being the case that a small group of people could design their own computer system and build it. And the reason was simply that building the necessary chips was too expensive and too time-consuming, and frankly, too difficult. But now we're back in the game, in that game, and it is possible for a single individual or a small group to build a complete computer system. And I've been working on such a thing for about the last year. And it now pretty much works, although as we use it to run more and more complex programs, we find little hardware errors, which I'm spending a lot of time tearing my hair out to fix.
Uh-huh.
So I would say that. I mean, the question we're trying to answer, the research question that we're trying to answer right now is transactional memory actually a good idea? This is a thing that has been a hot topic in the field for about the last 8 or so years, and a little bit before that, even before that. Now, computing tends to have a real short time horizon. People believe that if interesting stuff didn't happen within the last 5 years, it didn't happen, period. And that's not really true. There are a lot of good ideas from the past that we should be at least considering, if not recycling. So transactional memory is kind of one of those things, and it's surprising that there have been very few hardware implementations of transactional memory. So here at Microsoft, we're actually building one, and we're building it on this platform that I spent about a year putting together before that.
Great. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me. It's been a great pleasure.
My pleasure.